Good morning. Hey, it's good to see everybody. You see how chipper everybody is on a nice fall, cool afternoon morning? Don't you like that? See, I know the difference. I stand out there and welcome y'all, and in the middle of summer when it's 95 and all, even you that say, oh, I love summer, you come and you're like, But on a morning like this, I mean, everybody's buzzing. It's beautiful here to have you. I wanted to share a portion of scripture with you this morning, just before we move on. It's out of Acts chapter 2. We've covered this, seems like many a moons ago. But on the day of Pentecost, you remember that as they went through what they did there, the church began to grow. And after all the things that had taken place, and you have Peter standing up and delivering that sermon, and there were thousands of people who came to know Christ. But then one of the verses that always jumped out to me is verse 47, last verse there in chapter 2 of Acts. Praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. That is one of the main purposes of God's church, is to see his eternal kingdom grow. And then with that comes what he does, and we're seeing it here in our church today as God continues to add to his body. And so we have a very special morning. We have two families. We have Dave and Jill Scow, along with Ryan. So you guys go ahead and come on up here if you would. I presented them to you for membership last week. Now, if anybody wants to know if we're a loving church, the fact that I would allow a Rangers fan to join this church, so we're going to keep praying, you know. But then also the Veth family, I'm going to ask Marianne and Chuck and their family, go ahead and come on up here as well and stand next to me. The Veths have been coming now for 3 years. They arrived shortly after we did, and they kept coming back. I said, y'all are either really, really desperate or you really enjoy the church. And so we're happy here this morning to have two families, Dave and Jill, and of course, little Ryan. Hey, how you doing? Go Bruins. Bruins. All right. Well, we presented them here last week for membership, and I told you to pray over that. And so now they stand here before you this morning. This is where they feel that God has led them to be a part of God's purpose, God's ministry here in this church. And all those who are in favor, let it be known by a hearty amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the church body. It's good to have you, y'all. Good to have you. Good to have you. And then Chuck and Marianne Beth, I'm very proud of them. Chuck is leading the men's Bible study on Tuesday nights, and very proud of what God has continued to do in his life as well as the family. This is a fraction of the I call it the Beth lineup. They take up a whole pew when they come in, but they have a number of other children. But we are thankful that you guys are here with us today, and just so proud of you, and very thankful that God has continued to work in your hearts and your minds. Let's pray over them here this morning. And again, you have a week. If you would like to come talk to me about anything, you can do that in the privacy of my office. And then next week, we'll present them with church membership. But let's pray for the Beth family as well as the Scows this morning. Lord Jesus, we come before you, and we are thankful again for what you continue to do. Father, I pray that we would not ever be consumed with numerics. But Father, that we would stay focused on the biblical and godly principle on adding to the eternal kingdom of God. Father, I pray for the Scows. I thank you so much for their willingness to come and to be used for your glory. And I pray for them and their new family. And Lord, just thank you so much for the involvement that they have shown and the faithfulness there. And Lord, for little Ryan, and I pray that you would just let them to raise her in the admonition of the Lord and just guide and direct their steps. And for Chuck and Marianne and all of their family, their children, that they would be faithful, Father, to serve in whatever capacity that you see fit. Lord, we love you, praise you, and thank you again for all that you've done and you continue to do. We need you. We are nothing without you, and we can do nothing without you. But through you, we can do all things. So may you be exalted here this morning and through these families. For in the name of Christ, we ask it. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. We want to go ahead now and just take a moment, as we do every Sunday, and we've been introduced to having, you know, our boys are going to the high school now, and so we've been introduced after 16 years of homeschooling. Let's just say it's a little busier pace in our household, getting up and getting at it and just going about. And sometimes, you know, you get so busy, no matter what you're doing throughout the week. And that carries over into Saturday, and that carries over into Sunday. And Sunday, many times in our worship, gets blurred into the rest of the hectic pace of life. And that's not what it should be. So I encourage you, we want to slow everything down. Take a deep breath, physically as well as spiritually. And just clear our minds and prepare our hearts that God would speak to us here this morning. So let's just take a moment in the privacy of your own heart and just pray to the Lord here today that he would speak to you, that you would hear the Spirit and the power of God work. Almighty, infinite Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus, we thank you for the privilege it is to call you Lord and to serve you. I pray that you would still all of our hearts, including my own this morning. May we listen. May we seek you. And Father God, I pray that your Spirit would have free reign today through our music, that is worship to you, through the message that is worship to you, our mind, our thoughts, our actions, our words. May it all be a sweet-smelling aroma unto our Father, our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ. Lord, I offer up those to you who are impacted now by this storm, this hurricane coming through Florida. And those who were impacted last week, Almighty God, in Houston. Those here who have loved ones and friends and neighbors who have been displaced, who are in the path of the storm still. Almighty God, I pray that you would just let your peace to fall upon their hearts and their minds, and that they would be comforted knowing that you hear their cry this morning for their loved ones, and that you would rest upon them and protect them, put a barricade before them and behind them and all around them. Keep them safe, Almighty God. Father, I do again want to heed your word. You've told us when these things start to happen, earthquakes all over the world, not knowing the times or the seasons, wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation, family against family, look up, for your hour draweth nigh. You're shaking the very foundations of the earth in which we live. May we turn our eyes towards you and be prepared to be found spotless and blameless upon your return, because it is close. We love you. This is your church, and we are your people. I am your servant. Do as you wish this morning. Work and speak as only you can. Not because of us, but through us, may you be exalted this morning. For in the name of Jesus, our precious Lord and Savior, we ask all these things. Amen.
We're going to praise the Lord in song this morning. It was always one of my favorite hymns growing up in Willington Baptist Church. Come thou fount of every blessing.
Come to our songs of loudest praise.
know, Lord, your heart, and you want them to take and seal it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.
We're going to have Watson Young come forward at this time. Watson is a member of our mission board that we have established here, and that's another way that we continue to see God work and what he does through our giving to our missionaries. So, Watson, if you'd come and just give us a quick missionary minute and what we have here this month as far as our prayerful as well as financial support for our missionaries.
Okay, our former area representative for Word of for Awana has left, and so we have new area representative. They are Mark and Pat DeCoy. Now, they cover Connecticut, Massachusetts, Eastern New York, and Vermont. So when they were here 2 weeks ago, it was like coming down here, saying hi, and then going back home. So they're doing a lot of traveling, because it's a large territory to cover. But their ministry has been in Word of Life since they were first married and saved, and they finally went into being missionaries with Awana. And one of the things that they said that they were concerned about was, today we face a serious problem. Our children are walking away from God and church faster than we can imagine. Over 90% of children leave the church after the 12th grade and do not return to worship again. Our goal with Awana is to reach boys and girls with the gospel of Jesus and train them to serve him. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So they have a heart burden for Awana. They have a heart burden for kids. And we need to pray for them, and we need to pray as they have to travel a long way, but they are in the hands of our mighty God. Thank you.
Thank you, Watson, and continue if you would. You can get more information. They have some cards back there on the table as well as the Welcome Center out front, just to pray over the decoys and what it is that God would lead you to do there, but continue to lift up all of our missionaries as they remain faithful to what God has called them to do. Go ahead and take your bulletin real quick. Actually, take it. Don't use it as just a bookmarker, so go ahead and pick that up, and you guys can see some of the things I'm just going to touch on. We have some things I wanted to expound on this morning. You see there, as you open it up on the inside flap at the bottom of the right-hand side, we have some adult Sunday school classes that are starting today. This is what would be known as, when I was a kid growing up, Promotion Sunday or Kickoff Sunday, or it's a new Sunday in the fall semester where everybody moves up a grade. Everybody moves up a grade. I'm just going to leave that alone. But one of the things that we see that God has done, he has enabled us by bringing people who are able and willing to teach to offer more options for our Sunday school hour for the adults. And so starting today, you see a little insert. Everybody wave back to me. There we go. All right, I'm going to wake you all up one way or the other. Just some of the things that we have. We have three options for the adults for this Sunday school class starting here today. We have one, which is the foundations of faith. You see the description there. It's a basic fundamentals of what we believe using the Bible and the church constitution. This is simply, we don't call it a new beginner's class. It's a foundations class because it's teaching the foundations of biblical Christianity. We're not studying the church constitution, per se. The reason the church constitution is in there is because it's laden with scripture, and it explains the things that we believe according to that scripture and what we teach and believe here. But that goes along with the basic tenets of what we believe as Christians. So maybe you would like to, hop in there and see that. You have questions that you've always wanted to ask. This is for everyone. So you can jump in there, and you can just visit that if you would like. Or you have the Lies Women Believe class. And we have a number of our ladies, including my wife, that will be teaching that. And that is for ladies only, all right? So, guys, scram, beat it. Stay away from that one, all right? That's for our ladies, and it's just going to be a good study. Again, going through some of the things that Satan attacks our women with. And then the battle plan of prayer, and that is talking about just that. We're looking at the responsibilities as well as the war at times that our prayer life consists of, whether it be our enemy fighting against us or what it is that we need to do in battling through prayer. So you have the foundations of faith, which is going to meet back in the missionary room, which is directly across from the hallway from Linda's office. You have the ladies who will continue to meet downstairs in the fellowship hall after breakfast, and that is still, don't worry about getting panicked, we still have coffee for you, okay? That will be downstairs. We'll meet, and the ladies will stay down there, and then the battle plan of prayer will be held here in the sanctuary, okay? So that's today, and that's our Sunday school classes. All right, moving on just very quickly after Sunday school, church business meeting for those who are members here in the sanctuary today. After all of our services are completed, make sure you're here as we present to you the new fiscal year budget, and God continues to bless and work there. And then, believe it or not, we need more nursery workers because some crazy pastor is praying about God filling our nursery, and he's answering those prayers, but we need more workers, so make sure that you sign up for that, and we'll get you aligned with the right person of contact there. And then the sweet hour of prayer, one of the things that we strive to do here, I know Charles Spurgeon used to do this, our church in North Carolina used to do this, the pastor wouldn't get in the pulpit, or in front of it, unless someone was praying in the church for all that was going on. Folks, this is an effective weapon that God has given to us that we take seriously here. One of the reasons that we see God working is because we are a praying church. So if you would like to be a member of that, we have individuals who meet, usually one or two, every week, every Sunday. When we are in here during a worship hour, there is someone praying in this church over our services. If you would like to be put on that rotation, it's just once every few weeks, I would encourage you to do that, not only for the sake of our church, but for you. It will draw you closer to the Lord. It also establishes a relationship with those that you are praying with. Maybe it's a husband and wife. Maybe it's two friends, whatever the case may be. But the Bible says, God says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. That's the power of Jesus Christ. So make sure that you sign up for that. See myself or Linda for more details. Ushers, go ahead and come forward at this time. And we are going to prepare for the offering this morning. Let's go ahead and stand to our feet. Let's read aloud Psalm 46, verses 1 through 2, the beginning of verse 2 there. Let's read it aloud together as a church family. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Psalm 46, 1 through 2. Watson Young, would you pray for our offering here, please?
Father and I, God, we do thank you that we can worship in thy house. We thank you, God, that it's not us, but you who accomplish all that we wish to do in this church. Father, we pray for the lost, that you would bring them to us, that we may show them Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, for our pastors to bring forth the message. But, Father, we want to especially thank you and praise you for supplying our needs. And as we give forth a portion of what you've given us back, that we use it to glorify thy church, to grow thy word, to glorify thee in all things, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
And everyone said, amen on that one. We're going to stand up and praise the Lord too. The Revelation song, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and is to come. Awana and Word of Life kicked off last Wednesday. Pretty exciting to see all the kids filling the church. Keep praying for them. Very excited about all the things going on. We had a big beach bash for the teens at the Clintontown Beach, and everybody made it out of the mud flats. That's good. And we just had a great time of praise and just fellowship, enjoying God's creation. You know, we live at the shoreline of Connecticut. I mean, even if you're northern part of Connecticut, you're close to the shoreline. It's a small state. And God's creation is just so beautiful, isn't it? I mean, it's just so beautiful. It's not to be taken for granted. We're about to see the leaves change. It doesn't happen everywhere. It happens right here. We are so blessed. And one of the other ways we're blessed is that our Lord God and Savior loved us so much that he sent his son. That he knew because we're sheep, we need instructions, so he gave us the Bible. So he showed us and he told us, and we need to remember what we believe. We need to remember and live what we believe. No matter what the weather is, no matter what's going on in our lives, let's sing this song right now.
In this time of desperation, we believe.
know, sometimes I just want to praise the Lord and throw a guitar down. I get thinking about the awesome words that we're singing. They are awesome words, and the words to this song are equally awesome when you think about what our Lord and Savior did for us.
Thank you.
love that line, all our hope is in you, and all the glory is due to him. Amen? We don't do anything, hopefully, in this life for our glory. It's for the Lord. If you listen to Christian radio, you've heard this song, and if you don't, you haven't. But I just want to talk about this real quick. The song's called "O Come to the Altar." And there's one thing I appreciate about PZ, and there's many things. One of them is often at the end of the service, he gives an altar call. Used to be, back in the old days, that happened a lot. People wanted to accept the Lord. They actually stepped out in faith. They made a decision. And I think sometimes we're concerned, I don't know, maybe about what other people think. Who cares? Look, I made a mistake this morning. Who cares? I was doing it for God. To God be the glory. I promise you, him and my wife know I'm not perfect. Yeah, my family too. And there's lots of reasons we come to the altar. Depends on what he's preaching about every given week. Yeah, sometimes it's for salvation. But often it's just something you got to get right. Or you know what? Something you need help on, strength. You know what I'm saying? It's like that with prayer in general. It's not a Lord give me thing, right? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. We just sang it. That's where all the blessings flow from. You know, the Lord says in the Bible, it's where the Lord talks to us, Matthew 11:28-30 says this, come, come. Look, the Bible is in your house, probably. I'm thinking, yeah. If not, it's on your iPhone. And I say this to the teens, but you got to open it. God's right there all the time, but we got to talk to him. He doesn't leave us. You've all seen the poem Footsteps. You know what I'm saying? So he says right here, look, come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden. Would you qualify in that situation right now? I think you probably would. If you live in the United States of America and the world is a very imperfect place. All who are have labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He'll give you rest. Man, who can't use a rest? Pastor talked about how fast we're all going. We are moving fast. It's ridiculous. It says, verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He's God. He's God. He's got it. But I don't know why we have trouble giving it to him, don't we? Except often when we're facing a hurricane of whatever shape it is in our life. It may or may not be the physical weather. But boy, when I was on a ship in the Coast Guard and we might roll upside down, guys who only swore and took the Lord's name in vain all of a sudden cried out, oh God, save me. Oh, all of a sudden they know there's a God. You know what I'm saying? May we not wait to those moments in our lives before we come to the altar, before we cry out, oh God. Just follow us on this song. I think you're going to love it.
Yeah.
what you're seeing because it's awesome. Oh, what a Savior. May we take the words of all these songs and your word, the Bible, to heart, Lord God. May we tell the world of the treasure that we found. Lord, I don't know why we're so timid and shy of not being bolder, timid and shy of coming to the altar that's here for us to maybe reestablish broken relationship with you or areas that we're having problems with in our lives or just for comfort. Or for strength, Lord God, may we just humble ourselves before you and pray. We love you, we praise you. Use Pastor as he brings your word and help our ears to be attentive and our hearts to be open to possible conviction by your Holy Spirit of our sin. Lord, we love you and we praise you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.